X1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Less than a week after the Israeli military's raid on Gaza's largest hospital, a UN convoy has finally gotten in. They say they found the entire complex destroyed and the smell of decomposing human bodies. UN humanitarian aid official Jonathan Wittall.
Shifa has literally become a graveyard. There are bodies still in this courtyard.
Israeli officials say Hamas used the Al-Shifa and other hospitals as bases of operations. For another weekend in Tel Aviv. Protesters unhappy with Prime Minister Netanyahu's government, demanding a new election and more work to get hostages released. Medical pros and regular human beings are being warned by federal health officials to try to avoid getting bird flu, especially anyone who's been in contact with birds or livestock. It comes after the first known instance of a human catching bird flu from cattle. A deadly shooting at a Doral, Florida nightclub. This is ABC News. New student loan forgiveness effort.
The battleground state of Wisconsin will serve as the backdrop for President Biden's trip Monday and speech. Sources familiar with the White House confirmed to ABC News that the president will highlight the framework for a new major student loan forgiveness plan. No specific details, but sources say that plan would be more targeted than the sweeping program struck down by the courts earlier in Biden's administration, this time focusing on offering relief to borrowers facing financial hardship or challenges due to higher interest rates. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Ahead of the total eclipse of the sun Monday, Leticia Ferrer of North Texas chases eclipses at events for kids to generate interest in science.
I'm not a scientist, but I love science. I love what it does for us. I love the fact that in 1878, the last time that the eclipse came through Texas, they had to use geometry and math and a sextant and calculate their position from the stars. All I have to do is look at my phone.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Wisconsin's Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week is now. Be ready for statewide tornado drills on Thursday, April 11th at 1:45 and 6:45. So wherever you may be, at school, work, or home with your family, this is the time to talk about your tornado and severe weather safety plans. And muscle memory is key in an emergency. Remember that a watch means a storm, tornado, or flooding is possible. The ingredients are there. And a warning is issued when one of those is about to or already is happening. Take shelter immediately. Our state averages close to 25 tornadoes between May and August. But recent records have been broken with tornadoes now tearing through the month of February. So it pays to always be weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Maxing Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
And welcome to the second hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group. By First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. And by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, three Madison locations, and you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Got a great hour coming up. Let's kick it off with an artist that was our guest last week here on Max Inc. It's Marta Hansen. The song is called The Last. It's a double dip of Marta Hansen on Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Oh, and then
On Civic Media, we are local music. That's Marta Hansen. And a double dip of Marta Hansen, that's brand new music, too.
Is that the piano gal?
From last week, yes. The Way I Used To is the name of that song. The last before that, Marta Hansen's EP release show is happening at Beer Rock on Madison's North Side. I love that place. Marta Hansen's going to release her new EP. For the first time ever, she'll be performing the songs live. First time wow. ever. So why wouldn't you go to Beer Rock next Friday night to see an artist perform their music for the first time ever in front of you?
Jimmy, let's go. I mean,
it's a Friday
they have
night.
Great beer.
Yeah.
The Beer Rocks are killer.
They do. I went there.
Like a pasty.
On my way here, I saw E-Dub.
Oh, yeah?
We're driving down Northport Drive,
mm-hmm.
and I look over to my left, and there's this guy in his black vehicle flipping me off. And I'm like, oh, that's E-Dub. So anyway, I followed him. He was heading to Beer Rock, to watch the Final Four. So I went there with him. I followed him. We fought in the parking lot. It was a draw, and I had the soup. What did I have? I had the chicken tortilla soup. It was wow. delicious, and I had a Hopalicious. Very adventurous.
Wow.
The tortilla soup was good though. That was the whole point of that whole jibber jabber right there. Is the The chicken tortilla soup was good.
I want to have the Beer Rock.
Yeah, the Beer Rocks
are
good,
dude. Their namesake.
Yeah, they're good, man. Anyway, Marta Hansen at Beer Rock next Friday. Hope you get to see her. And after she does the performance of the EP Rocker, remember during the interview she told us she loves 90s grunge? She's going to perform a bunch of 90s grunge songs at Beer Rock as well.
Wow, on piano.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds neat.